To my hook. To my to my hook.
All right, hello again.
Hello again.
I hope you all enjoyed that rock music. I know we did.
What did you play?
Well, I played Fire by Jimi Hendrix.
That one was great.
Fucking love Jimi Hendrix. He knew. He got it.
He got it.
He got it. Jimi Hendrix got it.
He got it.
And then I played Get Back by the Beatles. The Beatles got it.
The Beatles also got it.
And then Fishies by the Cat Empire. Did they get it?
They could have it if they wanted it.
I don't know enough about it. You all can have it if you want it.
Yeah, you just have to get it.
You can get it. Get Back. Yeah, so... We're going to do a segment now called Telling Embarrassing Stories About Chelsea.
Yeah, I love this segment.
It's my favorite segment. This is the first segment we've never done this before. So,
but it happens in real life.
It's embarrassing.
Over the radio.
All of the time. Well, the story we chose, we have a lot. We have a lot of options. And we went with the story about the time that the two of us went to see Blink-182.
Oh,
when we
nice.
Were, how old were we?
We were like seniors in high school.
Like seniors?
So we were like 17 or 18.
We were probably like 18, yeah.
Like 18. And like Blink-182 was there for the summer, and that was like our childhood.
Number one favorite band.
From middle school on, pretty much. And so they came into town, and we were like, fuck yeah, we're going to see Blink-182. And all of our friends went like 2 hours, no, like 5 hours before the concert so they could drink. And we were like, that's not our style.
I feel like that's obscene, 5 hours before the concert.
It is obscene, and that's what we said to them. What?
They were ridiculous.
They were out of control. So, and they still drink like that. I can't drink like that. So they went like 5 hours early and we were like, fuck that. We're going to meet you there.
Yeah.
Like maybe 2 hours before the show. So we got there and they were all like shit-faced, like belligerently drunk. And so me and Chelsea were like, if we are going to stand them, we need to drink a lot. So we just started like slamming beers. And then we went into the show. Somehow Chelsea got through security. Don't get it, because she's so cute. That's what happened. They were just like, we can let the cute drunk girl in. So we get through. We get all the way across the entire, like, what's the section we were sitting in?
The lawn.
So it's all, like, standing room. So we get across, like, masses of people.
Yeah.
And she looks at me with the saddest look I've ever seen. And she says, I think I'm going to puke. And I go, can you make it to the bathroom? And we like together gazed across hundreds upon hundreds of people to the bathrooms, and she was like, no. And I had just bought a tour shirt, and it was an awesome tour shirt, and that's all that we had on ourselves besides like our purses. And I was like, here, puke in this, because they kick you out. Like if you're visibly puke? Drunk. Yeah.
Oh.
And they also ticket a lot for underage drinking, which they should. Oh, yeah,
that totally makes sense.
Because underage drinking is dangerous. But
yeah,
so like I didn't want her to get kicked out.
Yeah.
So I like gave her my shirt, and like no sooner had I put the shirt in front of her, she just like opened up and like puked out her soul. Puked everything out. And she was good. She felt better. We sat down. I had one of my friends was also really drunk in my lap. I was rubbing her head. Chelsea had her head in her hands. She puked on the shirt a couple more times. And then she like pushed it away from herself. She didn't have to smell it anymore. And these two dudes walk past us, and they look down and they go, hey, you guys can't watch the concert from the ground. And I just go, we're not. We're going to stand up. And he's like, all right, cool. Well, like, don't forget your shirt. And he bends down and he grabs his t-shirt, this puke-filled t-shirt.
No.
And he didn't get it past his knees before he realized there was something wrong with it. And he dropped it. And he looked at his friend and he goes, what the fuck's in here, man? And then I kid you not, he smelled his hand, took a big whiff, and he goes, it smells like someone ralphed in here. And so Chelsea is immediately just like, I don't know. There was this girl, and she puked in it, and then she left. I have no idea what happened.
Chelsea?
I don't know. It wasn't us.
It was not me.
Was he really angry?
He was disgusted. Yeah. His hand was covered in vomit.
Did he just like storm away?
Yeah, they just walked away.
Don't pick up clothes that you find on the ground.
At a Blink-182 concert.
I don't know where they've been.
Don't pick those clothes up. That's the PSA. That's the point of this story. Children, don't pick up dirty shirts if you don't know where they've been.
Don't do it.
We're going to play Blink-182 now. We have to. I'm going to play First Date by Blink-182. Enjoy.
Stupid hair. Would you guess that I didn't know what to wear? I'm just scared of what. see why you don't want no friction like the back of a matchbook. That if SS will fold you on your Mac or close show, shut you down before we go backwards. Act up, and whether we high or low, we gonna get back up like the Dow Jones and NASDAQ. Sort of like a thong in an ass crack. Come on. Thank you.
right, hello.
Hello.
Hello, our listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, Mom.
Hi, hello. Sam's mom.
Hey, Mom. Charles, wanna say hi?
Hey, Rainey.
Hello, everyone. Hello, my father. And the Plass and Mike and Natalie and Millie and Dave, I'm assuming.
Wow, it's like a full house listening.
They're having a Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
They're all the people that are listening right now.
That's awesome.
Probably. And us, but we're here.
Yeah.
In the yurt. So
we're doing it for them.
It's all for them.
It's all for them.
It's always them. Let's see. So what songs did we just played? First Date by Blink-182.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tightrope by Janelle Monáe. And
has there been a week that we've done this that we haven't played Janelle Monáe?
Yes. I did not play Janelle Monáe every week when you weren't.
Is it always me?
It's always you.
Okay.
It's okay because she's awesome.
She's great.
I love Janelle Monáe.
What else did we hear?
And then we heard She's Long Gone by the Black Keys.
That's a great one.
And we're going to play a bunch more music for you coming up next.
Yes.
We have a request from Mike Wedge, for anything by Radiohead that is not Creep, is what he said. So I chose Reckoner because I really like this one.
Ooh, I don't think I know that one.
You'll probably recognize it because I play it pretty often. It's one of my favorite Radiohead songs.
Awesome.
So here, enjoy. This one's for Mike. Thank you.
there's something right when you can take me by the hands and I will close my eyes. When you lay down with me, you took the other side. When you lay down with me, you never slept that night. Are you working up to something? But you give me almost nothing. Keep me helpless up to something on my knees. Would you ever be my, would you be my fucking boyfriend? Would you ever be my, would you be my fucking boyfriend? Are you an amateur or is it you're unkind to torture all the other girls? You keep me by your side. Are you unsatisfied? You can't make up your mind. When you can take me by the hand and I will close my eyes. Are you working up to something? But you give me almost nothing. Keep me helpless up to something on my knees. Would you ever be my, would you be my fucking boyfriend? Would you ever be my, would you be my fucking boyfriend? Would you ever be my, would you be my fucking boyfriend? Would you ever be my, would you be my fucking boyfriend? Would you ever be my, would you be my fucking boyfriend? Would you ever be my, would you be my fucking boyfriend?
Yet of anything, yeah, I guess I got a little hiccup. I never learned to master the artistry of the pickup. I never tried to get up, face it, go. Some of us got it, but a lot of us don't. I'm a nervous little wreck of a soul. Sometimes I don't even know how I can make it home. I just wish I had the guts to approach you, tap you on the shoulder and keep a little smile for my own. I wanna let you know. Trouble, cause I don't even know your name, but
still I think I love you. And I can feel it in my gut. Just never had the nerves attached to come and say what's up. I don't even know the words I'd have to use to be a stud enough to get across the things I'm thinking of. But mainly cause I'm terrified. And I don't wanna be a laughing stock. I have you pointing, making faces as I stagger off. I know it's harsh, but baby, you're a star. And I can see you shining from afar. And that's the way I like it. Looking through the bottom of my glass, hoping you would turn around and get an honest through the past. I've been thinking of any opportunity I could grab, just to see if I can make you laugh. I wanna let you know. Ooh, I got the feeling you should be my baby. Cause ooh, you're hard to find, so hard to find. Ooh, I got the feeling you should be my baby. So you should pack it up and come be mine.
Hello again.
Hello.
I hope you enjoyed those songs, because I did.
Okay. What did we hear?
We heard Reckoner by Radiohead.
Which I had never heard
before.
Which
you hadn't heard.
But I really like it.
And then we listened to Dirty Harry by the Gorillaz, which Mike then also requested. I'm not going to play it twice, though. So that's not happening. And then Fucking Boyfriend by the Bird and the Bee.
I like that one a lot.
That one, Emily made an awesome mix CD. For someone that she wanted to date and who then didn't want to be her boyfriend. But we're way past that now. That was a long time ago.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. And then we heard Pack It Up by Greaves and Budo.
That one was great, too.
Yeah. So those were all the songs we heard just now. But, yeah, so we have a story to tell you, though. This is what happened to me and Chelsea at 4 a.m. this morning. Because we went to bed pretty early. We went to bed at, like, 1:30. Or something, and one of my mod mates, Marades, had been out at a party, like, across campus, and we didn't go to any parties last night. We went to game night.
We went to game night.
We played,
Cranium. And Set.
And Uno.
At the tavern.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Our new mod mate, Max, my new mod mate, because you don't live with me, he put on game night. And there were a lot of people there. It was a really good turnout. So that's what we did last night. We had a really tame night. And then we came home and played another game. Like, that's what we did last night. We just played games. So we went to bed at, like, 1:30. And at 4 a.m., Chelsea is woken up to someone pounding on my door. Like, pounding. Like, obviously trying to wake us up.
Yeah.
And she wakes me up and she's like, dude, someone's pounding on your door right now. So I'm like, who is it? Because, like, I don't know what time it is, but it's super late. And whoever's pounding on my door is, like, campus police.
Uh-oh.
And so I'm like, what the fuck did I do now? I literally did not do anything this time. And so I'm like, hold on a minute, because I'm like on the inside of my dorm bed and Chelsea's like on the other side. And so I like hop over her and like in the darkness, like 4 a.m. darkness, I have to like hide all my shit, like hide the bong, hide all the pipes. And like I'm doing it in the darkness. And then Chelsea hands me a pair of glasses, which we think are mine. I put them on, they're hers. I can't see anything. It's still dark. It took a while. We took a while to get, like, all of our things. Like, we were good. So I put my glasses on, turned the light on, opened the door, and there's a campus police officer standing in my hallway.
Damn.
With a flashlight. It's, like, shining the flashlight in my room. And I open the door, and he goes, what did I do? Exactly. So I open the door, and he says, were you at a party in Enfield tonight? And I was like, no, sir, I wasn't. And he was like, were you at any parties tonight? And I was like, no. And then he asks me, were any of your friends at a party tonight? And I was like, I don't know, maybe. Like, not that I know of. Like, I really don't know. And then he goes, he's like, well, we found your mod mate passed out in Enfield.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, okay. And he says, Marades, we found your mod mate Marades.
Yeah.
I was like, well, is she okay? He says, yeah, she's fine. But I'm just a little concerned that the people she was with left her there and didn't, like, take care of her or anything. And I said, I'm concerned too. Like, that's not a good thing. And then he proceeded to lecture me for like a minute and a half, like 2 minutes, 2 minute lecture about taking care of your friends. And I was agreeing with him the entire time. I was like, you're right. I agree. I am also appalled. Like, I'm very concerned that someone like left her passed out in the bathroom. And so he was like, all right, have a good night. And like left the mod. And I went over and I was like, Brady, is you okay? And she was like, just sleepy and a little bit drunk. And she, we both went back to bed. But that's what happened to me at 4 a.m. this morning. It was the strangest.
That's crazy.
I thought the story involved bongs under a tree.
No, and underage drinking. Not bongs under a tree. Because he was like, how old are you? And she was like, 19. I'll be 20 next week. Not under a tree. Although we did climb a tree today.
We did climb a tree today.
We found the spiral staircase in the woods.
And then we jumped on a trampoline.
Yeah, we did that. And we were in, there's like a teepee out by the trampoline.
Yeah,
like a,
that thing's so cool.
Like a little teepee.
Who made that?
No idea.
Forest gnomes.
I don't know how any of these things got into the woods. But they're there and we found them. We used them. So let's play more music.
I like that idea.
Cold War Kids up next.
Yeah.
Hang Me Up to Dry.
Careless in our summer clothes, splashing around in the muck and the mire. Careless in our summer clothes, splashing around in the mire.
bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Walk down the street, there's no one there, though the pavement's a one huge crowd. I can drive down the road, my eyes don't see, though my mind wants to cry out loud. Can drive down the road, my eyes don't see, though my mind wants to cry out loud, though my mind wants to cry out loud.
Thank you. is hard to find. While I recall all the words you spoke to me, can't help but wish that I was there and where I'd love to be.
For some reason, I was gonna fade it out, but here we are. So, what did we just hear? We played for you "Hang Me Up to Dry" by the Cold War Kids.
Love the Cold War Kids.
Yeah, the Cold War Kids are awesome. They're really good to dance to. That song always makes me want to just like dance around the room. And then "I Feel Free" by Cream, which also makes me want to dance.
Cream.
I've been so into Cream lately, especially "White Room." That song is phenomenal. But I played that last week, so I can't play it again. And then we played "Whatever" by Gnarls Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played a song, which was a request from Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Zach. Oh, wait. My mom wants Chelsea to say hi. Chelsea, say hi.
Hi.
I don't know if you weren't listening before, but she specifically said hi, Renee.
I did.
She said it to you, and you weren't there. Now you are requesting her to say hi, so she did it. But, yeah, so we played for Zach, "Dear God" by Avenged Sevenfold.
Yes.
which no one in the room had ever heard before.
No, I'd never heard it.
But I really enjoyed it. It was good. Mm-hmm. We watched the video. It was a really good video.
It was really great.
It was a really nice compilation of video and sound. Really liked it. It's good.
It was good.
Good request, Zach. And up next, another request from someone in the same house.
Ooh.
Millie requested Backstreet.
Hi, Millie.
Hey, Millie. Backstreets by Bruce Springsteen.
Let's hear it.
So here you go, Millie.
Streets. I'm Johnny Cash. I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rollin', down the San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
All right, hello again. You just heard Backstreets by Bruce Springsteen.
Great one. Great request.
Yes, great request. I love Bruce Springsteen. I will never say no to a Bruce Springsteen request. Ever. And then Help Me, Rhonda by the Beach Boys. Sorry, Mom. I know you hate the Beach Boys. But like, this might make you feel a little bit better. Chelsea also hates the Beach Boys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She was in pain.
That was my bad. That was my request.
But I really like the Beach Boys, and I really like Help Me, Rhonda.
I love the Beach Boys. How does nobody like the Beach Boys?
Well, people like the Beach Boys.
But why?
We have a confession from Emily. She used to hate them, but now she's reformed.
I feel like they might be the best, like, American rock band.
Okay. That's a claim. That is
quite the claim, Hannah.
Okay, what do you say?
I would just say of a certain time period.
That's okay, yes. Okay,
of that
yes,
time
yes,
period.
Yes.
That's really,
yes.
That's a lot to say. Do you know the Ramones were patterned after the Beach Boys? They wanted to make Beach Boys music.
Really?
If you couldn't hear that, Grace just said that the Ramones wanted to make Beach Boy music. That's why they started.
That's hilarious.
I don't know.
Better word different.
But yeah, the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
I like the Beach Boys. So
yeah,
we'll just agree to disagree
okay.
on that one, I guess.
Let's go.
Sorry, Mom. And then Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash and Sunny Afternoon by The Kinks. Hannah's been obsessed with The Kinks lately.
I love The Kinks.
So we have two songs left, and then we are going to bounce and go eat some dinner at Panda East.
Delicious.
And up next is Just Tom.
Just Tom.
Right. You get it right? Yes, Just Tom is up next. He's ready. So we are going to play That Time by Regina Spektor and then end on Ramble On by Led Zeppelin. So enjoy. Do good things this week. See you next week. Bye.
Remember that time when I found the human tooth down under land and sea? Hey, remember that time when we decided to kiss anywhere except the mouth? Hey, remember that time when my favorite colors was pink and green? Hey, remember that month when I only ate boxes of tangerines? So cheap and juicy! Tangerines. Hey, remember that time when I would only read Shakespeare? Hey, remember that other time when I would only read the backs of cereal boxes? Hey, remember that time I tried to save a pigeon with a broken wing? A street cat got him by morning and I had to bury pieces of his body in our building's playground. Hey, remember that time when I would only smoke Parliament? Hey, remember that time when I would only smoke Marlboro? Hey, remember that time when I would only smoke Camels? Hey, remember that time when I was broke? I didn't care, just bum from my friends. When you OD'd? Hey, remember that other time when you OD'd for the second time? Well, in the waiting room, I'm waiting for news of you. I hallucinated I could read your mind. And I was on a lot of shit too, but what I saw, man, I tell you, it was free. Thank you.
Keep on searching for me.